Democrats in Tennessee are starting to choose their nominee for the U.S. Senate. And this time around, three relatively inexperienced candidates are vying for the seat. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports it'll be an uphill battle.
The first candidate to throw his hat in the ring was James Mackler. The Nashville attorney and Iraq War veteran says he is running because he wants to help in a time of crisis.
I'm an outsider, a veteran, a man of faith. I'm a different kind of candidate, and I know we're not going to solve our nation's problems with our leaders tweeting insults.
Mackler declined multiple requests for an interview, but in a virtual debate hosted by Indivisible Tennessee and the Tennessee Holler last month, he explained part of his platform. Among his promises, fixing the Affordable Care Act.
Tennesseans have a choice in this election between someone stepping forward to serve in a time of crisis who will work to improve health care, or a rubber stamp for the very same people trying to take it away.
This is actually Mackler's second time running for Senate. In 2017, he announced his candidacy, but then dropped out after Phil Bredesen joined the race. Back then, Democrats rallied behind the idea that the key to winning a statewide race was with a moderate. With Bredesen, they had a person who won all 95 counties when he was reelected in 2006. But in the 2018 Senate race, Bredesen ended up winning only Davidson, Haywood, and Shelby counties. That's even after the Bredesen campaign spent nearly $20 million. This time around, National Democrats don't have such a strong presence in the race. Bredesen is now endorsing Mackler, but that has not stopped other Democrats from running.
I open up my stump speech by saying I'm a lawyer and a chaplain and I can handle the job.
That's Robin Kimbrough Hayes. She says her main priorities would be tackling police brutality and addressing the health disparities that exist in the country. This is something that hits close to home.
I grew up in a trailer park in Lexington, Kentucky. My mother and I were the only African-American family. Even though I grew up in a community of racism and bullying, I still found community because all of us were poor in the trailer park.
Kimbrough Hayes became an attorney. She says she represents the Tennesseans who are fighting every day to have a better life. There is a third candidate who says she has been doing that for most of her career, especially when it comes to the environment.
People of color, Black people, brown people, indigenous people, and poor white people are not experiencing the same set of laws as everybody else when it comes to the environment.
That is Marquita Bradshaw. The Memphis native is known for her community organizing on environmental justice. Bradshaw says she wants people to connect the dots and realize that the economy, health, and the environment are all interconnected.
We are carrying the pollution burden of society.
Now, whoever is elected as a Democratic nominee will face a Republican in November, and beating that candidate will be a long shot. They don't have the money nor the name recognition as other Democrats who previously tried to flip the Tennessee Senate seat and failed. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.